Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Heidi Fowler loves Jesus. So grateful that what the enemy has meant for bad, God has redeemed it all for his good. She owns a business named Breathe, specializing in bridal makeup and hair. She also uses the gift of makeup and hair as a window of opportunity to reach and teach young high school girls and women in the community about who Christ says they are according to his word, sharing God's divine design. And she'll do that today as we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to encourage and inspire you with God's divine design, that indeed it is for you through faith in Jesus Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and through Jesus, we all can experience what it means to live our lives as lives of purpose in the divine design of the Lord. Heidi experienced abuse in every form since the age of 9. And then it went on throughout high school into her future relationships, including her first marriage. Although she made poor choices in boys and men, she was determined to graduate from college. This dream for a secured life came to a halt when she got pregnant with her first daughter. She received Christ while still in an abusive relationship, thinking that by giving her life to the Lord, he would make it all better. And that's where we begin today, in this pre-recorded interview with Heidi Fowler. Heidi, take me back. Take us back to a moment where you are with your boyfriend at his home, and something happens that night that you will never forget.
Well, I was at my current boyfriend's house. And it was in the middle of the night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And we're sleeping, and I heard some pounding at the door. And my boyfriend at the time was a heavy sleeper, and so was everyone else in the house. And I could hear somebody pounding on the door and yelling and started walking around the house. So I got up, and I went to look outside. And it was my ex-boyfriend. He had found me there. And he was with some other friends of his, and he was at the front door with a gun and told me to come into his car or he would walk into their home and people would get hurt. So I left with him, and he took me to his house, where he took me into a room, his room, that was boarded up. And He tied me up and put the gun in my mouth. And, pretty much got violent and praised Jesus that his sister and his mom and them were there, and he called the police and all of that. Through all of that, I got rescued. Fast forwarding time, I ended up going back to my other boyfriend, and he was clueless about what had happened, and we eventually got married, and I had a daughter with him, and that relationship soon thereafter became very abusive as well. And I began questioning myself. and asking God, what's wrong with me? Coming from some abuse growing up in my childhood, and then entering into relationships that were abusive as well. You begin to think that it's you, that there's something wrong with you, because there's a pattern here. And eventually I found my way out. But during that time is when I actually first received the Lord in my first marriage. And I thought to myself, by receiving the Lord and having him in my life and surrounding myself with other believers, that God would rescue me, and that it wouldn't happen anymore, and that everything would be good, and, you know, you have a nice family, and everything would be happy.
How did you receive the Lord? Describe what led up to it.
There was an older couple at the time who were the in-laws of a very close friend of mine. And they came from a small church in Wahewa. And we used to go and fellowship at their house. And they used to have Bible studies there. And I would just kind of listen in the background and stay in the kitchen. And they would always invite me to come and sit with them. And I just kind of, you know, stayed back, because I already had it in my heart that I believed in God. But if God was really God, then why would he allow all these crazy things to happen to me in my life? And eventually, you know, going from standing in the kitchen, I made my way to the dining room, and then I made my way to the living room, and eventually sat in, and they laid hands on me and they prayed for me. And they asked me if I wanted to receive the Lord in my life, and they knew the things that I was going through. And I just felt at that moment that when you feel like you have nothing, Jesus is all you have.
And the abuse was going on at the time.
Yes.
So you're in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it all. And so I'm like, I'm just at a place where I'm like, Lord, rescue me. Make this all go away. Because there's nothing, I had nothing else to turn to. And so I did. I received the Lord, and I started going to church, and I started going to Bible studies, and I started going to church at a small church in Wahewa with them, and just being fed and learning the word of God and going home and praying and even sharing with my husband at the time. And it didn't stop. It got worse. And as it got worse, I became angry with God. Hmm. And I became eventually bitter with God. I still believed in him. I never denounced that there wasn't a God. But I just couldn't understand why. And that's what made me so frustrated. It was like, you know what? I'm giving my life to you. I'm doing the things that I think that you're calling me to do. I'm reading your word. I'm praying. What's going on? Why? And I became bitter. And eventually I left that relationship. And I left my relationship with the Lord too.
Hmm. How long did all this last? Give us a time frame.
That time frame right there lasted for about a year and a half. 2 years. And
and you said you had a child.
Yes, I had a daughter.
So you're raising your daughter. Mm-hmm. This is going on. You accept Christ in the middle of it, hoping that there would be a change.
Yes.
That you would be rescued.
Yes.
That God would intervene in the situation, and they would live happily ever after. Yeah. All would be well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a message there out of your life, Heidi, from the standpoint of the expectations that we have in the realities of our lives. Someone today is experiencing that virtually unspeakable scenario where the world is caving in, crashing in, or the walls are closing in on them, and they don't feel there's any way out, and they're looking, is there hope? Well, you can relate with exactly where they are.
Absolutely.
What would you say to someone who is in that moment of life right now?
Standing on the side of victory now, I can say that God will never leave you. He He'll never forsake you. And even in the most darkest times, when you feel that there's nothing left and that you don't want to live anymore, there's this little glimpse of hope. If you just cry out to Him and you just call upon Him, He will show you. He will show you Himself. And the thing of it is that we have so many expectations of Him, but we fail to see what He calls us to do and what He expects of us too. And sometimes we look at God as like a genie. You know, I want. And that's not who He is. He is our Abba Father. And of course He wants to bless us. Of course He wants to rescue us. And because, you know, the word says, right, that he's predestined our lives. So He knows everything that's going to happen. But He wants us to call out to Him. He wants us to desire to have a relationship with Him. And I know now, because of all the decisions that I made and all the heartache that I've been through, and it didn't stop there, you know?
See, you said something about bitterness. I thought the word that came to mind was resentment. Mm-hmm. They go hand in hand. One may lead right into the next. I mean, it's a ratcheting up or an escalation of emotions on this spectrum of, deep, loving, warm emotions, and then emotions that become detached, confused, and horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously God didn't reject you even in your feelings. Someone today may be wondering about that. Heidi, I've thought thoughts about God. I've said things to God that I think it's probably utterly sacrilegious. Will God take me back? Does God's is His arms still open wide? Can I? Will God take me back? Well, Heidi Fowler answers that quite clearly, and I think you know what the answer is, and that's why there is always hope in the Lord, even in resentment, even in bitterness, in the quagmire of rough and tumble, tough, hardened emotions. Is there a softness of the gracious hand of God that can work into the most difficult, despairing, and hardened heart? The answer is, oh yes, 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 yes. Can He work in your heart? Can He work in the heart of a loved one? Can He work in the heart of a friend? Yes, yes, yes. When we come back, Heidi Fowler will share more in this pre-recorded interview where she shares heart to heart. It gets deeper. We talk about things that are sometimes hard to say, but she says it because of love, and you'll hear it when we come back. Stay with us. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Bitterness. Oh, bitterness with God, bitterness with people. Sometimes bitterness with God works itself out with bitterness and resentment. Sometimes those two words go hand in hand. Well, that's how Heidi Fowler felt, and it led her as a single mother into a whirlwind of a very dark lifestyle. But it's in the darkness, in the low moment, where Christ met her and took her through to where she will describe for you what took place and how God made a difference in her life. In the dark moment, He can make a difference in your life too. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. You can find out more about this program, get it in its entirety, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Heidi Fowler and her business, WeddingMakeupHawaii.com. That's how you can find out more about her and her services, WeddingMakeupHawaii.com. And now here's more in my time together with Heidi Fowler. I've thought thoughts about God. I've said things to God that I think it's probably, you know, utterly sacrilegious. Will God take me back? Does God's his arms still open wide? Can I come back to him? What would you say?
Absolutely. You know, the Bible says that when we confess and when we repent, because even in those times, we're not living the life that he's called us to live. But he's a forgiving God and he's a loving God. He created us. You know, he had us in mind when he created everything. You know, like, and now that I know, you go into Genesis where it does say that he created us in his image and in his likeness when he created everything. And for us as women, right, he created us for Adam. And you think about that, like, we're that much special to him. And, you know, me being a mom, I have 6 children. And your children don't listen to you all the time. And they rebel and they go against everything that you try to instill in them. But that doesn't mean that you remove your love from them. And that's the same thing with our Father. He never removes his love from us. You know, his love is so great, so merciful, so graceful. And He sees us and he watches us in the things that we do, just as I watch the things that my children do. And I just look upon them and I just pray, because I know their potential, just as God knows our potential. He knows what he's created us to do. And he's going to take everything that we do and he redeems it for his good, for whatever the enemy truly has meant for bad, because the enemy is so relentless to just steal and destroy everything that God has predestined for our lives. God is still there. And he's always there, just sitting there, and he's waiting. He's waiting for us to call upon him and to just sit at his feet and to let go. Mm. So oftentimes when we are in turmoil and we go through heartaches in our life, we feel that those times we're not in control. Therefore, I know for me, that's why I became controlling, because I felt like I had to control the things in my life in order for me to be happy.
Let's take a step back. You mentioned there was a point where you questioned, why are these things, these patterns of abuse, mm-hmm. patterns in relationship, why are these things happening? Take us back to your growing up years. Where did you grow up and what was it like?
Well, my mom and dad got divorced when I was 3 years old. And I had a little brother at the time too. And My mom left. My mom took my brother and she moved to the mainland, and she left me here with my grandma, my grandpa, and my auntie and my Uncle Roland and my Auntie Pauline. And they pretty much, they raised me. And whenever my mom wanted to see me or when she could, she would fly me to the mainland And I would stay there for periods of time, sometimes for the summer, sometimes for months of school. And I would come back here and then resume my life here and go back and forth and back and forth. But, you know, growing up with my grandma and my grandpa and my Uncle Roland and my Auntie Pauline, my grandma and my grandpa instilled so much morals and values. And I look at them, and my papa passed away when he was 94, and my grandma is 90 now. Their marriage to me, when I looked at them, that was something that I truly wanted. I wanted a long marriage. I wanted to see that family unit and have that type of security. And with my uncle and my aunt, you know, my uncle was in the entertainment business. And so that part was kind of crazy. My cousin and I would go with them, you know, to the different gigs, and we'd be sometimes sleeping in the car or sleeping in the booths and in the lounges and things like that. So I had a very interesting life. I mean, so many different spectrums of life, from my grandma and my grandpa, my auntie and my uncle, and then my mom.
Sounds like there was a great deal of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But it would seem somewhat opposite from the picture that people would typically have of a life of stability.
Mm-hmm.
In that, it is what it is. You
it
grow
was,
up. Nobody,
it was confusing.
Nobody can choose, really. You're a child. You're innocent. You grow up in the environment that you find yourself in.
Mm.
God, well, we can even say God placed you in. Confusing, how else would you describe it?
It was an emotional roller coaster, because in some aspects you have that security, right, from grandma and grandpa and that happy life, so
mm-hmm.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that with my uncle and my aunt, who love me dearly, and they were just like my dad and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived kind of a wild life, you know, growing up. And then there was my mom. So you have these three different types of lifestyles going on all at once in a child. And you don't, sometimes, you know, I was confused. Like, I didn't know how to behave here versus here versus here. And it's so like you try to conform yourself to each area of your upbringing. And sometimes it just becomes so overwhelming. Like, who am I? Who am I? Where do I come from? Where do I belong? Where do I fit in? Who am I?
There's a point of connection, I believe,
mm-hmm.
to perhaps the majority of people in the world. From the standpoint of, yes, idealistically, we want stability. And idealistically, many parents want to give this to their children. But realistically, in the world today, with the rate of births and the rate of pregnancies and the rate of fatherless homes and instability, you have a voice and an experience from my vantage point, Heidi, that could connect to a world of people who are in, who have grown up in a way you could say, diverse upbringing.
That's a great way, a positive way of saying it, right? Diverse upbringing.
And it is that. It's diverse, but redemptively.
Yes.
Because we're talking about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. in your life. And I'm looking at a beautiful woman full of the grace of God, the wisdom and mercy of God, who has been taken through experiences sustained by the Lord, but experiences nonetheless that have been extremely painful. The fact that you're able to articulate is just amazing to me. But there's hope in the message that you have today. So what lessons did... Well, let's do this. What lessons did the Lord teach you to your grandma and grandpa in that categorical season of upbringing when you were with them? What do you remember?
My grandma and grandpa, they were amazing. Amazing. You know, they're old school. And one thing I remember from my grandfather is he was a great steward. Mm. Great steward of his family. A great steward of finances.
Wow.
He was an amazing steward. You know, our house, the house in Aiea where I grew up, you look around the house and all around the house, they have a huge house. But outside, you could find almost every vegetable, every fruit, because that's what he believed, you know? And that's oftentimes how he fed all of us. And my grandma used to work for Dole Cannery. And when she got hurt, she ended up staying home. My grandpa used to work for Stevedores. He got hurt on the job, and then he ended up staying home. So they were both there. Hmm. At that time, it was just me and my cousin, Hawaiki, and we grew up, and we were really blessed. And I kind of want to say we were spoiled in a sense, but not really, because they were disciplinarians. Too much is given, much is required. Even though we were children, they were very strict. But one thing I think I bring that into my family unit now. Mm-hmm. You know, the moral.
Heidi Fowler will continue. You know, when you hear someone speak about grandma and grandpa, there's a certain affectionate remembrance in the way that they convey, especially when you had a grandma and grandpa like the kind that Heidi has had. And she goes on. She goes on to talk about her uncle Roland and Auntie Pauline and her mother. Oh, sweet lessons learned. And you can see the grace of God, the redemptive hand of God, providing her with certain lessons that will be anchors in her life to this very day. When we come back, you'll hear more from Heidi Fowler. She's being very gracious in that she opens with a level of divine transparency, the kind when you hear, you say, I can relate with that. I can connect with that. Something just resonates in my heart by the way she's saying or conveying her experience. I'm with her there. Well, that's God's grace to you as well, because the Lord is with you right now. Hear more from Heidi Fowler when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, sweet moments. Sweet moments of growing up, those reflections when you think about lessons that you learned from those that God has surrounded you with in those early years. You know, sometimes when we reflect back, we extract things that we might not have noticed before. But part of who we've become and the way that God is using us today is because of what people have deposited in our lives. That's the story of Heidi Fowler, and as we go back to listening to her in this pre-recorded interview, she will explain not only what Grandma and Grandpa instilled in her, but Uncle and Auntie and her own mother. Here's more with Heidi Fowler, and you can find out more about her at WeddingMakeupHawaii.com.
We grew up and we were really blessed, and I kind of want to say we were spoiled in a sense, but not really, because they were disciplinarians. Too much is given, much is required. Even though we were children, they were very strict. But one thing I think I bring that into my family unit now. Mm-hmm. You know, the morals and the values and the stewardship, I bring all of that, and what they had, I just saw so much love in them. And that's something that I glean from, and I look at that and I'm like, you know, Lord, that's what I want. You know, I want, you don't see very many marriages in our generation now that can stand the test of today's day and age. It's so quick to get married, quicker to get divorced. You know, we come together and I've seen everything wasn't happy-go-lucky with them. But they persevere. They work things out. Divorce is not an option. At the end of the day, that's what you have. You have your husband. You have your wife. You have your family. And that's what's going to help sustain you. And God has a plan for all of that. And I bring a lot of that into my marriage now and into my family now.
What about Uncle Roland and Auntie Pauline? What lessons did the Lord teach you through their example?
You know, my Uncle Roland and my Auntie Pauline, they were very, they loved everyone. And I think that's where, you know, my husband calls me the Vala'au Queen, because I talk to everybody and anybody. And we can be in Walmart or somewhere, and my kids will look at me and they go, "Is that your friend, Mom? Who is that?" I go, "Oh, no, I just met her." You know, and I think I get that from my uncle and my auntie. Just growing up around them, my uncle being in the entertainment industry, you're around a lot of people all the time, and everything is just aloha, 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 aloha. You know, that culture, yeah? Hugging and kissing everybody. Everything is ohana. You do things together. Somebody needs help. Everybody jumps in. You know, we used to sit in the backyards of their friends' homes and kane kapila and just the Hawaiian culture. I gained a lot of that from them. And just loving on people. Loving, loving, loving on people.
And that's powerful.
Very, 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 very powerful. And, you know, I'm kind of realizing that as actually we're talking right now. Where did I get that from? Of course, God instilled that in me. But he also surrounds us with people that that are going to be used in our life to shape us and to mold us. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is something that I glean from them too, is just loving people, never judging. Never, ever, ever judging. Everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. How can we judge?
Cannot.
How can we judge? How about mom?
My mom. My mom is a very strong woman. And, you know, it wasn't always, growing up, it wasn't always good times. But now that I'm older and I have children of my own, I can discern why, you know, she made some decisions that she made growing up. You never want to leave your children behind. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do with what you have and what you think is best for them at that time. And I think that she really felt in her heart that me being with grandma and grandpa and uncle and auntie was the best for me. And I know, too, that my grandpa didn't want her to take me too. And I'm sure that was hard for her. We buck heads a lot, you know, growing up, because there was no relationship. And then for me, there was some resentment, yeah. And so I always felt, whatever I felt in my heart, I would speak out of my mouth. And, you know, and that caused a lot of strife too. And it was, well, you didn't raise me, or, you know, stuff like that. Hurtful words, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you don't realize it at the time. You're a teenager. You don't realize the things that you say or the hurtful words that you say. But we definitely have grown a lot from there. I led my mom to the Lord. And we have relationship now. And there was a time where we got to sit and talk, and she did share her heart with me. And, you know, we cried, and she told me, you know, how much she loved me. And I know.
Some things don't need to be articulated. And sometimes they're more powerful when you have that understanding that's beyond words.
Yeah.
Those are the most profound. You have experienced quite a lot. Now you're married and you're in the ministry.
Yes.
How did you meet your husband? How did the Lord bring you together? And what is the Lord doing in your life today?
How did the Lord bring us together? Woo, that's a very interesting story. You know what? I was living a very kolohe life at the time, and so was he. But it was a time where, you know, in your life, you just come to a point where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's where we both were. I was about to lose the place that I was living in, and I actually did. And I was a single mom, and he was staying with one of my cousins, and we used to go and we used to party, honestly. We used to go and we used to party at the house, and you know what? We never, ever thought, I know I never thought, he might have a different story, but I never thought, because I was not attracted, that's not where my mind and my heart was at the time. I was a single mom and just trying to do what I needed to do to survive. And eventually what had happened was one day we were sitting in the backyard and we were partying as we normally do almost 7 days a week, living that crazy life. And Pastor Art Sepulveda came on TV. And I had noticed from the corner of my eye that he was paying attention, my husband now. And I looked at him and I said, and I don't know what prompted me to ask, but I just asked, I said, what religion are you, or what do you believe in?
The answer to that question was a moment where things got triggered into a new direction. It was the beginning of something quite life-changing in the life of Heidi Fowler and her soon-to-be husband, Thane Fowler, When we come back, you'll hear the rest of the story. Hey, does God use a television program? Can God use a radio program, a media ministry like Art Sepulveda or another communicator that you have a chance to either see or hear? Is there a reason why you tune in at a certain point or why your heart is engaged in a way just at that moment? Could it be that God's Spirit is personalizing a message just to connect with your heart at that moment? At this moment? Could it be? I believe it can. And I believe it is. Because God is a God of love for you. Heidi Fowler will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She owns a company called Breathe. She specializes in bridal makeup and hair. You can find out more at weddingmakeuphawaii.com. I'm speaking of Heidi Fowler, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about Heidi, again, weddingmakeuphawaii.com. And to get this podcast for free, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and that and other resources available for you. Now, we go back to our time with Heidi in this pre-recorded interview as she explains to us how she and her husband met and how God led them to the life and ministry that they have today.
Pastor Art Sepulveda came on TV. And I had noticed from the corner of my eye that he was paying attention, my husband now. And I looked at him and I said, and I don't know what prompted me to ask, but I just asked, I said, what religion are you or what do you believe in? And he hesitated and he looked at me and he said, well, I'm a Christian, but obviously I'm not walking. And I said, hey, me too. And from there, we just started talking and sharing each other's lives. And we both had been married, been divorced, been in ugly relationships. So at this point, you know what you want and you know what you absolutely don't want. And we went on one of our first dates. Well, you know what? I don't call it a date. He calls it a date. We went to a New Hope Saturday night service.
Church date.
Yeah. And just as friends, you know, we went and, of course, we sat in service and God spoke to us and I cried, he cried, and we walked out of there and something changed individually. And from that point, we became very close and we just started talking a lot and talking a lot. There was no intimacy involved yet. And we knew, you know, there was a moment that we shared that we experienced and we kind of looked at each other. And we were puzzled. And we knew right then and there that this was a God-ordained relationship. And 1 year later, he proposed to me on Easter at service in front of everybody at New Hope Pearl. And I said yes. And that was, I think, you know, honestly, that was hard for me because I vowed to myself that I would never get married again.
Why did you vow?
Why did I vow? Because I was sick and tired of being broken, being disappointed, being hurt. And I figured to myself, if I'm alone, even if it's difficult being a single mom, I just have to worry about me and my kids and no one else. And I don't have to ever be worried about being disappointed by anybody else. So if I keep my walls up, then I'm not going to get hurt again.
As we share, someone resonates with you with that. I'm not going to get hurt anymore. I got to guard myself. I got to live my life. Hey, I'm no fool. You know, you hurt me once. You know, it's on you. You hurt me twice or beyond that. Hey, that's on me now.
Yeah.
So no more. People do that. People do that today.
Yes.
Someone listening might have already made that vow. But you went beyond that at this point when a proposal is being given by your husband. Tell us your husband's name.
His name is Thane Fowler.
Thane Fowler. And, well, I like that name, Thane. You don't hear it all the time.
No, it's rare. You know,
it's a Celtic name?
Celtic.
Celtic
yep.
name?
Means warrior.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like he's quite a warrior, and I'm eager to hear his story as well, which we will. So take us back to that moment of proposal.
So, you know, Pastor Guy goes on the, Pastor Guy Higashi was our pastor at the time, and we're up there at in the cultural center, and there's about 500-600 people in our service, and he goes up on the stage, and we were serving on the worship team at the time. Mm-hmm. And so he starts introducing. And I'm sitting in the audience by now. And he starts saying, you know, we've had a couple coming to this church and da 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 da. And he's going on. And something starts stirring in my stomach. And I'm thinking that he's going to call my husband and I to come up to share a testimony. And I'm like, I am not ready for this. Oh, my gosh, please don't call me. You know, like you're in class and you just close your eyes. Please don't call
me.
Please
don't call me. You don't want to connect the eyes.
Yeah.
They might call on you.
They
right?
might call on you. So you look down, and that's how I was feeling in that moment. And then my husband comes walking out from the back of the stage. And I'm like, what's going on? He grabs a microphone, and then Pastor Guy calls me up on the stage. And so we're standing there, and then he starts talking a little bit about us. So I still don't know what's going on. And then my husband gets down on his knees, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And he asked me to marry him in front of our whole congregation. And of course, I have to say yes. But I say yes, and we got married in my grandma and grandpa's yard where I grew up.
Wow.
You know, and even
where the vegetables were planted.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And even in that moment, Fanny, before I walked out, I sat in my room that I grew up in, and that's where I got ready. Mm-hmm. And I sat in that room, and I remember I was in the room with my best friend, Farah, and my younger brother. And they kept looking at me and they're like, come on, the music is playing. And even in that moment, I'm questioning God. I know, yeah, but I know, God, you've brought this man into my life for a purpose and a reason. And I've been trying to look for the flaws. I've been trying to find the skeletons in the closet, and I can't find anything. There has to be something. How do I know this is you, Lord? I told myself I'd never get married. That was a vow I made to myself. And now I'm going to go out there and make another vow. Gosh. And I walked out there and we got married. We got married. We were living in Waikiki at the time. And not too long after that, I mean, that's when we got married and we decided to make a covenant under God to live as one flesh, as husband and wife, no longer living in sin. That's where we really decided to dive into ministry, to just serve. We don't need to have a title. We don't need to be a leader. We're just going to serve. And when we did that, Hoda, tests came.
What tests?
My husband lost his job. I was working part-time. We were living in an apartment in Waikiki. We come from a blended family. You know, his, mine, ours. But really, really, they're all ours. But at that time, his oldest got taken away from him, you know, from his ex. And on top of losing his, you know, giving up his job, he actually gave up his job to do ministry. Because his boss gave him a choice. Hmm. And they sold the building that we were living in. So we couldn't find a place in time. So we ended up pulling all our belongings in a U-Haul. Parked the U-Haul back in Aiea, in the front of my grandmother's home, where I grew up. And leaving our kids with my grandma. And telling her that we had ministry stuff. We had stuff for the weekend because we didn't know how to tell anybody the place that we were at, that we were homeless. And we were actually serving in a ministry at the time called Ke Oloho, which was a ministry birthed from New Zealand. It was a youth ministry where we would reach out to inner city youth here in Merrites and Kukui Gardens. And we had a big event that weekend down in Waimanalo side with all these youth that came from New Zealand and our youth, and nobody knows what's going on. And we're sleeping in our tent, I remember that night, and it was pouring, raining, and there was pukas in the tent. And we were just praying and just crying out to God and just telling God, like, we know that you're not going to fail us. We don't know how we're going to get out of this, but we just know that you're going to be faithful. Because if we're faithful, he's more than faithful. And I remember it started pouring and we had pukas in our tent. And all the rain started coming in. And it was so strange because my husband is so selfless. And he kind of took all these blankets and he made like his own tent. I don't know if you can visualize this, but he's lying down and then he puts his legs and arms up and he's making a tent to cover me. Mm-hmm. And he's getting rained on, you know, and I'm like, what about you? Don't worry about me, just I'm here to cover you. And I began to weep again in that moment because I thought about how God is with us. Yeah, he covers us all the time. His blood has covered us. He bore everything for our iniquities. He sacrificed for our salvation. And even in the midst of that storm, literally that storm, we're lying in the tent just praising God. It was crazy. We slept on the beach. We kind of danced around our situation until my grandma confronted us and she said, okay, come on, what's going on? You know, I'm kupuna, I know these things.
Wise grandma.
Yeah,
thank god for grandma.
Thank God. So we moved in with my grandma.
They know.
Yeah, they know. We lived in that little bedroom of mine that I grew up in, me, my husband, and all our keiki.
That same place where you
same place. It's always going back
before marriage.
Yes. Going back.
Place where you grew up.
going back into that same room. It's crazy. And we lived there for about a year and a half.
And with grandma.
With my grandma and my grandpa. And I tell you what, though. To the world, it might have looked like we didn't have much. But just being there with grandma and grandpa and feeling that security and love was beyond.
Well, take us to the conversation. When grandma called you and she said, hey, what's going on? I know something's up. Mm. What was the conversation like? Take us into that.
We went to the house. And
yeah, up to this point, you didn't tell anybody?
No. Well, our friends knew. A couple of our friends, my close friends, they knew what was going on. But nobody else knew. Not even my mom, my brothers, his siblings. Nobody knew. And so we go to the house and we come over, we eat dinner, right? You know, that's my grandma. Invite everybody. We come, we eat dinner. We sit down with the kids. We're eating. So we're on the dinner table and she just keeps staring at me. And I'm like, how am I going to tell my grandma? But I was more afraid of my grandpa because my grandpa is very strict. You know, and it's going to come down to, were you making good choices? Mm. How were you stewarding your finances?
A lecture.
Mm. Yeah. And lecture from grandpa is, you don't want to go there. And so it kind of all came out on the table. And my grandma actually told my grandpa, hey, there's no more place to live. So they're going to stay here. And he was like, what? And so, you know, we just shared what happened. And we ended up staying there. My grandma was really happy because now she has all the mo'opuna running around and all of that. But, you know, it was good in the sense that we helped a lot. It was time spent that you can never take back.
How did it feel when she said, they're going to stay with us?
Oh, it was just a sense of so much peace. At first.
So much peace and a new beginning. New beginning for Thane and Heidi Fowler. Thanks to Grandma and Grandpa. All the wisdom of the kupuna. And today, there is a wisdom from God to remind you with His grace that a new beginning can start for you as well through Jesus Christ. And that's why I hope that you were encouraged by this deep and heartfelt sharing from Heidi Fowler, where you can connect with her and find out more at weddingmakeuphawaii.com. That's her business and ministry. You heard her heart today. And the timing of the Lord, you know, is always perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. It'll be the beginning of a new start. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if the Lord has spoken to you about standing with us financially, click thegoodlifehawaii.com or thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 40 verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Heidi Fowler. Find out more again, weddingmakeuphawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.